Product of USA labels and an early short covering rally. I'm Greg Allen. This is Michigan Ag Today. We invite you to join us for a holiday vacations tour hosted by Michigan Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin to explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria this September. For more information, visit holidayvacations.com, keyword Ag Today. Bruce Springsteen's popular 1984 hit Born in the USA would not be good enough for USDA's new Product of USA label, Eric Pfeiffer explains.
That's right, Greg. He'd have to change the title to Born, Raised, Harvested, and Processed in the USA. And I think we can all agree that doesn't have quite the same ring to it. It just doesn't hit quite as hard.
It's about doing right by our consumers in this country, clearing up all confusion about what made in the USA actually means.
Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins there explaining that as of the first of the year, the Product of USA label on your groceries finally means exactly what you assume it means.
It means for meat and poultry products to boast that they are, in fact, a product of the USA. The animals now have to have been entirely born, raised, harvested, and processed here in this country, which is a change. It all has to happen in this country. Not some of it, not part of it here, and then it goes somewhere else, and then it comes back, but every bit of it.
USDA began a public awareness campaign on National Ag Day to promote this new voluntary label for producers to take advantage of the opportunity and for consumers to know what they're getting at the store. Rollins says there will be no more foreign beef, quote, passed off as American beef.
This new label is about enhancing competitiveness for our producers, our great American producers, by leveling the playing field and increasing transparency through truthful labeling. Because what our ranchers raise in this country is the very best in the entire world.
The American Farm Bureau and National Cattlemen's Beef Association are both in support of the Product of USA rule, calling the voluntary nature of the rule a great business prospect for producers. The National Pork Producers Council, however, have expressed concerns that the regulation will strain the relationships between the U.S. and its trading partners, particularly Canada and Mexico. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.
Looking for heavy equipment but don't know where to buy? Purple Wave Auction has you covered. Always online and always no reserve. It's your destination for construction or ag equipment ready to work. We even sell semis, trailers, and fleet equipment for your operation. Best part? It's free to join. Head to purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com. Sign up for a free account and start bidding today. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest and most straightforward way to buy and sell equipment.
A soggy Friday underway here across Michigan. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with that Michigan Ag Today weather update. We are damp from last night's rain and thunderstorm action, but we're going to be seeing another round of activity trying to lift up in overnight tonight into tomorrow. That leaves the daytime hours here just damp and soggy from what we've had. Not a lot of new moisture coming in. We are mild. Temperatures are going to be staying in this warm and humid range, so we don't dry exceptionally fast today. We're just devoid of new moisture for the heart of the afternoon. Now, as we go through the overnight tonight into tomorrow, we have another quarter to three quarters of an inch of rain at least coming. At this point, I do think the stronger thunderstorms, just due to timing, will probably be farther south in parts of Indiana, southern Illinois, but we're getting rain easily through your Saturday, clearing out for the overnight to tomorrow night, right on through Sunday. Easter looks good right now with a mix of clouds and sunshine, but Easter also looks chilly, well below normal temperatures trying to slide in here for Easter Sunday. And we stay chilly through the first part of next week. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday now, I feel, are going to be below normal on temperatures. I do think we have some clouds off and on in that cold surface as well. Probably Tuesday is the day that features the most cloud cover, Monday night, Tuesday. But can we see a little moisture out of that? Maybe up in northern parts of Michigan, but not necessarily anywhere else. Then we get into later week as the warm air comes back. That fuels another round of shower and thunderstorm action for Thursday, and I think it lingers through Friday. And the pattern continues to be, I think, somewhat damp right on through the weekend and early next week. We just have system after system after system coming through. I don't think we go any more than one day without some kind of rain falling here. We're going to end up being quite soggy through next week, and we probably don't dry down in earnest until the second half of the month of April, at least at this point. The pattern is very wet here into mid-month. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
I'm Michigan Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin, and I'm inviting you on a holiday vacations tour. Join me as we explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria September 5th through the 14th. We'll visit Banff National Park and then take a train ride through phenomenal mountain views with decadent onboard service. In Vancouver, we take a walk across the Capilano Suspension Bridge, and then on Vancouver Island, we visit the stunning Butcher Gardens. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword Ag Today, to request a brochure, watch a travel show, and book this tour.
Your final numbers from yesterday are coming your way, but right now, let's take a closer look at what happened. It was consolidation trade after an early short covering rally heading into the three-day weekend. Markets are closed in observance of Good Friday, and that close was mixed and close to steady in corn and wheat. Here's Andy Eubank along with Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting for a closer look.
Pretty quiet markets overall on Thursday, which was a day before a three-day weekend. The Good Friday holiday has markets closed. And would that be part of the reason, Carl, for quiet markets, especially corn and beans?
It really was. And it was a volatile week this week, Andy. We started out Monday with positioning for Tuesday's USDA reports. And, of course, Tuesday also brought us month and quarter end. So we got through those, and trade was choppy and a little bit volatile. But then we got to yesterday's trade, and the volatility actually picked up a little bit. And today, if I had to pick one word to describe today's trade, it would be consolidation. And that's really what we've seen, a market that's been, especially the last 4 days, but, you know, for the last month, we've really been headline driven. It's the outside markets, the news stories, the geopolitics. It's really not a lot coming from the actual ag sector news-wise to drive futures.
And that was Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. May corn finished at 452 and a quarter, down 2 even. July corn was down 1 3/4 to 463 and a quarter. May soybeans ended in the red, down 5 even to 1163 and a half. July beans also down 4 1/2 to 1180 even. May wheat finished with a little push at 598 and a quarter, up 3/4. April live cattle in the black, up $2.15 at 246.20. And April lean hogs down 57 cents to 90.35. I'm Greg Allen, Michigan Ag Today, timely, relevant, credible.